We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1. Where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Postgame Show. I'm your host, Sir Carlo Damas, of your 2020 Eastern Conference champion, Miami Heat. And with me today is producer, co-founder, Brian Goins.
Woo! Let's go, guys.
Brian is on my left. On the bottom, we have our 2K coach, Frankie G.
Let's go!
On the bottom left, we have our Photoshopper, professional anime lover, Brass Jazz.
Let's fucking go, everybody.
I like that one.
I have every emotion that I can think of. I have every... For them to do this today in the way that they did, for Bam Adebayo to have his best game of his fucking career tonight, for him to grab every single rebound down the stretch, for him to say, you know what, Jaylen Brown's fucking us up inside getting rebounds, I'm shutting that down. For him to say, I'm going to bring the ball up off the rebound and I'm going to attack Daniel Tice. I'm going to attack guys off the dribble. I'm going to fucking get this game by the balls and I'm going to take over. And that's what he did. He's all the fucking praise for Jason Tatum, all the praise for all the Celtic young players. They talked more about Jason Tatum's son than Bam tonight. Absolutely ridiculous. And they're the ones going to the NBA Finals, not the Celtics. I cannot. Brass, I don't have words, man. Bro, we've been covering this team together for the last, like, how long have you been on? Like 5 years or whatever?
Whatever.
Today mattered in a way that hasn't mattered. The Heat have now gone to the finals in three consecutive decades. Eric Spoelstra is tied for the fourth most winningest coach going to the NBA Finals.
This is
tied Steve Kerr.
This is the exact gauntlet that we had hoped to go through. And to beat Brad Stevens in the Eastern Conference Finals and then move on and then play the LeBron-led Lakers, this is what we're fucking here for. This is it. This is the pinnacle. It doesn't fucking get better than this. So fucking enjoy it and let's fucking go.
My guys, cheers to that. Brass, toast to that.
Cheers.
Cheers. Drink to that. Drinking tequila. Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking some
Chat's asking.
Plantation rum here.
Listen, I'm into this Kirkland tequila. I'm pretty into it. We're a Costco household, and I'm not going to lie, this Kirkland tequila, pretty good. I was going to buy beer today, but I was like, you know what? We got the tequila flowing, and I'm all in. I'm all in on tequila on the rocks. Frankie, what are you drinking?
I am drinking pure fucking culture.
Culture
straight to the dome. Go, 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 go.
I was looking for the chef. Crap, Peller says tonight's not the night for brands. I was looking for the chef Trilly, the snorting of culture gif. You know the one? Yeah. The snorting of the cocaine culture, distilled culture. Man, I don't even want to talk too much into the game. I mean, it was one of the better games of the series. I thought it was really back and forth. I think like big takeaways that you can get away from Miami was, they were really, really, really like into running their zone, even when it looked bad. I was tweeting they should not. By the end of that game, the zone is what won them the game. I mean, I think the main issue was they weren't getting rebounds. They were able to do that. They were able to kind of control that part of the game. And once they were able to like consolidate the stop with the rebound, that it was a wrap.
Also, the gap control was a lot better in the second half. The Celtics keep trying to get the ball on the one wing on the strong side, rotate the ball quick and attack the gap. He did a much better job with that that weak side corner, helping up, stunting, giving the guy time to recover and making our lives a lot easier. Celtics also weren't able to drive because of that, had to start settling for more contested jumpers instead of rhythm jumpers that they were getting in the first half. That's why they went 11 of 22 in the first half. And I believe they shot below 50%, hopefully, in the second half.
Andre was big time. I was texting Christian, our statistician and Photoshopper, Christian Hernandez. I was getting Shane Battier Game 7 vibes from Andre.
Can I say something definitively?
Yes.
And you haven't necessarily heard this from my lips, but I'm going to say it. We won the trade.
Oh!
Whoa!
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 Whoa! Whoa!
I always had a caveat that the whole Justice thing, I love Justice and I want him to do well. And I think he's going to do really well as an NBA player. However, that trade was a win now trade and they are winning now. And honestly,
legitimately
winning now, even if they don't win the NBA. They
got dogs over here.
They still got this point he was 5 of 5 from three tonight.
5 of 5 from the field. 4 of 4 from three.
Oh, 4 of 4.
Yo, the dog chat saying the dog is hype. Yo, the dog is. I'll drink to that. The dog's hype. I'll drink to that.
Is Jimmy? How did Jim Butler?
I guess someone's banging.
Jimmy Butler got in your house already. Jimmy Butler got in your house. We got some dogs over here. We got some pure dogs.
Let me tell you something, and I think. I'm already looking. We're already looking at LA. We're already talking. I mean, for this franchise to get a crack at LeBron after everything that's happened, and I was really upset last night. I'm watching that Laker Nuggets game. I'm watching this celebration. I'm watching the broadcast start saying, what a champion, what a competitor, you know, year 17, LeBron, all this stuff, right? Twitter's going off. Oh, this is the best we've ever seen. All of this shit. And I'm like, I was there in 2010. I was here. It's not what we were saying. This guy literally said in his postgame, he's like, that's why I brought AD here. Not Rob Pelinka. That's why I brought AD here. Right? So this guy's in the postgame press conference with this fucking shadow organization, Clutch. And I remember when he was brass, when he was in Miami, everyone gave him shit. They threw batteries at him. They put his face on urinals. They talked so much shit to us. All those fucking people on TV, all these fucking talking heads, all that shit they talked, all of it. We were here. What happened?
You know what we are right now? Built, not bought.
We're the
built versus bought this fucking finals, all right?
I'm like, Braz, I'm so fucking over it. Like, I could not believe the coverage because that's not what he got here. And that's why I love that we get a crack at him because it's like, this is such subservient bullshit.
Well, listen, it's not like LeBron can't lose in the fucking finals. So, like, we have a legitimate shot.
We don't have JJ Barea, though.
That's true. The only thing I hope, we have Solomon Hill. The only thing I hope is that the officiating isn't as abysmal as it has been up to this point, because honestly, fuck these refs, man.
Today wasn't so bad. I'll say the series has been bad. Game five was awful. Game five was I said Spo asked to like Mike Malone this press conference. Today was okay. Today I thought was good.
There were some bad calls today, but
it's on both ways. I mean, they got Tice to file out. Kemba really got to get in the game. I think Miami was not aggressive enough. I mean, I thought the fouls were earned, but I did think that there were a couple of those that could have gone either way. Shout out to the Deuces.
But listen, they also were really trying to push us to a game seven. They always are, but it.
Oh my god! ESPN.
Egregious.
That halftime show. That halftime and the pregame, it's all
every commercial.
Frankie, in the middle of the game, they're running Boston ads. They're like
they're running commercials for game seven.
Talk about how kind of problematic it is to like kind of do Jaylen Brown diving on the floor and then flashing to Larry Bird. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm just sick and tired of the coverage of them. And like,
hold on, because you brought that up. We had Dave Dufour on the pod. He tweeted that Jaylen Brown's point of attack reminded him of Scottie Pippen.
Dave, come on.
Come on, Dave, bro.
Dave. We got to find a way to get Dave back on to answer for his work.
He's never back on his podcast.
Dave is in shape. Dave,
over
listen.
Brian's dead body.
Over Brian.
No, we're getting fucking Coach Tony on.
Yeah,
that's happening. You know what? I'll text him right now.
I'm on cloud nine. I'm so happy for everything. I'm so happy for the organization. I'm happy for my guy Solomon Hill. Yo, quality minutes.
He's coming
today
on the pod. Solomon Hill.
Yeah, Brian, that's what you got to get. We got to start working on Solomon Hill. We only have to Wednesday. I don't know if Solomon can come on Tuesday.
Brian, DM him right now.
Preview of the... No, wait, they're celebrating. Tomorrow morning.
No, I'll DM him now.
Wait on this shit.
No, he's not going to see it. He's going to get a lot... We cannot get buried in the DMs. We have to plan this strategically. Right, we got to play it cool.
What
tomorrow morning...
No, what should I say? No, fuck that. This is why you never get a girl.
No, but
you
think about
wait
it.
Till the fucking day after you get.
No, wait a second. Wait, hear me out. Chat, back me up here. A lot of people are going to be congratulating Solomon today. His DMs are going to be filled. We got to wait till tomorrow morning when all of that. Hey, Solomon, what's up, dude? Yo, quality minutes. You were plus 19 for 100 possessions in the series. When are you coming on? Are you have time on Tuesday? Like, you know, we gotta finagle this.
This is coming from a fucking guy who was crushing on a girl and went all the way to fucking Italy and couldn't tell her how he fucking felt about her. So
I'm drinking to that, baby. Yeah. We're in the finals. It doesn't matter. Yeehaw.
So yeah, Brian, send the fucking DM.
You know what?
Actually, not the Solomon Hill to die on.
I'm soliciting the chat. Tell me what I should DM Solomon Hill. Best one, I will actually send it.
No, don't listen to chat. What are we doing? Chat, no.
Let's fucking
call. We're still like,
Brian's got the guts.
Brian is soliciting chat.
Listen,
Johnny,
this is your only opportunity to best Miami Heat player.
I'm sweating.
Don't let this
Johnny, how does it feel back-to-back years, your favorite team goes to the finals?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I'm on cloud nine. I mean, this is all I know. You know what I mean? My back-to-back, you know, Kyle Lowry gets to the finals. Miami Heat gets to the finals. I'm riding high, baby.
All right. Regret asking you this.
Fuck this.
Legit, for this organization, look at how destitute LeBron leaves teams. Look at how barren they are. Look at how stuck in mediocrity they are. He leaves Cleveland. They're a lottery team 5 years in a fucking row. He leaves again. They haven't gone back to the play. I haven't even gotten close to the playoffs. Both times that he left Cleveland, they were just dog shit. He leaves this team. The first year that he left, they had a lot of injury. The second year, they're a game away from the conference finals. You know what I mean? And then now they're back in the NBA finals. This team has made... I'm going to harp on this so hard. Do you know what it is to make three finals in three consecutive decades? With different fucking teams? Wade and Shaq, big three. Now Jimmy, Gordon, and Bam? Like, really?
Udonis is going to have more rings than Dwayne.
this is happening.
Shout Life out UD.
Yeah, he deserves it, man. He deserves it. Chat saying, yo, salt you up. I would just what? Read him his like on off stats.
Hashtag Hebrew.
I have so many questions from Solomon, especially how like the coffee works. I don't know. I mean, Jimmy must be strapped for business right now. The only teams left are the Lakers and the Heat. Like, what? Who else is there to sell coffee to?
Disney employees.
Disney. I mean, it's just.
I hope true. He's not charging $20 to the Disney employees. That's too much capitalism for me.
He's a dog. He's for. By the way, Jimmy's such a weird player because, you know, in the first quarter he was super aggressive, right? He was everything that we wanted, and then kind of disappeared. And then in reality, he was just playing off of Bam, right? He's slipping for cuts. He's in the right spots. He was not the driver of the offense. He probably finished. I don't know. He probably finished with 20 something points. Chad, yeah. I don't know if you could tell me. I don't have the box score in front of me.
I got you.
But
yeah, he had 22.
Yeah, he had like 13 going into the fourth quarter and like didn't create his own shot. It was all coming off of Bam and stuff. And like, you know, what Bam did at the end of that game, like that's what superstars do. Like he was going bucket for bucket with Jason Tatum.
Right? And we like got this
polished scorer that everyone's like obsessed with. Only
player in the entire NBA with a child. I don't know if you knew that. Fuck that.
I learned that Jason Tatum's son.
That's not true because Bam made him the fucking son tonight.
That's Bam's son now. That's Bam's son.
True.
Jason's Bam's son, and so is Deuce. I learned that Deuce is not his name, though. So ESPN is running this propaganda. His name's not Deuce. His name is Jason. His name is Jason.
His junior. He's the second.
Yeah, but why are they calling him Deuce? Deuce means shit.
Deuce.
No, Deuce.
All time.
Not douche.
That's how Deuce played.
Deuce, I know. It's a bad nickname. I hear Bradley Beal has the same thing.
Yeah, that's another way of calling him Junior.
Yeah.
That's another way of calling the Washington Wizards shit.
As we do on the Miami Heat Beat postgame show, we have some highlights. Frankie's going to break down some plays for us. Frankie, are you ready to give the people the basketball analysis? All right, we're kicking it to our favorite part, the highlights. All right, Frankie, let's walk us through this play. You let me know what I got to do here.
Go ahead, start it up. This is a play early.
Turn the volume down first. Okay.
All right. There's a play early on in the first quarter. You see here, they try to get their action. Goran kicks it out. Pause it right here. You see, this was one of the really good possessions in the first half because they didn't settle for a matchup hunting. They went Goran away right at Kemba, didn't have it. Bam looks at his options. You're going to see on the weak side, they're going to have some weak side movement to occupy the help. So start it up. You're going to see Jimmy walk down. Cut through the baseline. Goran get the ball. He's going to give it back to Bam right here. Slip right there. Occupied the help. Go back a little bit. When Jimmy cuts through and Duncan comes up, Duncan's taking up the help right here on the wing. Jalen's occupied. He's not going to help off that. And Jay, even though he hasn't been hitting shots, Smart still has to decide between a three and a two. And Bam does a great job making that read. And dive into the basket. Play it up. Boom. Slips that on the ice. Boom. No help. No weak side help. Tatum's not helping. Strong side. Easy help. That was something the Heat were going to often. I think it was in game two when Bam went off. Because Boston's weak side help was not well. Good. Tatum does not challenge. Jalen and Smart will challenge. But not consistently enough to the point where Bam shouldn't get the ball every single time. Go ahead, what were you saying?
No, we're rolling it. What do we got here?
Here, right here, pause it. This was an adjustment that Spo saw. Go back up.
Yeah.
This was an adjustment Spo saw. He saw how tight the bigs were on Bam. So he has Bam come up. Jay comes up here too. They clear out the below the basket. Jalen's not going to help. And Jay makes a great read right here. Slips, cuts to the basket. Boom, slip, layup. Jay, that was a great way to get Jay going. When his shot wasn't falling, it didn't fall today. He was 1 of 5, but he was still able to contribute offensively with great reads. He had 3 layups today. Jay does not give us 3 layups.
He was bit like, and that's something that I mentioned the other day too. Like, he's a guy that has, when a shot hasn't dropped, he's cutting forcefully, purposefully. He's very active off the ball. And it's kind of ironic that he hasn't been defended as a shooter this entire playoff run. The Bucks decided if Jay's going to shoot, Jay's going to fucking shoot. Right. Same with the Pacers and the Celtics. In the first game, he went like 5 for 9 or something. And then after that, he's really fallen off a cliff. And it's finally now that he's not hitting shots. The Celtics are making those decisions, are like, well, do I help all of them or not? I know in game three, they were helping a lot off of Duncan, which actually I'm surprised that they didn't keep doing that. They were helping early and a lot off Duncan, especially from the corners. And I kind of, that's something that I think the Lakers are really going to go to a lot, because this Heat team is not, they're not a come in and then kick it to the corner type team, right? A lot of their threes are from handoffs, or they're kicking it out into the wing, not really the corners. So it's not really how their offense functions. I don't know where they rank in corner three attempts per game, but I can't imagine it's very high. I'm excited for that kind of matchup for them.
Yeah, they run their offense outside in most of the time, hunting the three-point shot, using the threat to weaken up the defense and open up the cutting lanes and the backdoor cuts and the slips and the curls. And you could see that this game and a couple games when the shots aren't falling, they had to go, Goran had to be more aggressive from the start. Jimmy had to be more aggressive. I think they're going to need a lot of that against the Lakers.
So chat's saying, like, to recognize Duncan's game, like, for everything, like, the deflection, right? So he hits a three late in the fourth quarter. Then Brass, you saw that. I actually thought it was Tyler, right? Because that's not a Duncan play. That's a Tyler play. Had the guts.
Duncan led the team plus 24.
I mean, and if it showed it, and I thought that was surprising because they did not close with Goran. And I thought the Heat have been very religious about that closing lineup. And ever since Jay Crowder has really gone through a slump, it's really changed the math on how they play. And they didn't go Goran. They had the extra shooter with Duncan. So they went Duncan, Tyler, Andre, Jimmy, and Bam. Andre, I mean, apart from the offense today that he gave you, which is a bonus, the way that he was helping, I mean, that dude was flying in and flying out. Andre's a hands-up type defender. Always has his hands up. Always has, I mean, it's so cliche to say, but, you know, ever since I kind of really started watching more film and try to break the game down more, I find myself speaking more like a coach, because it's true. It's like you have this hands up defense, super active hands. It's not, you know what I mean? It matters. And he's going to spend a lot of time on LeBron in the finals, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was hoping that Frankie would interject. I was kicking it to my color analyst.
My bad. Yeah, no, he's definitely going to get, I mean, he has the most experience on LeBron, all the playoff battles in the finals, and got the finals MVP over him. So, and we finally got the Andre game that Kevin was threatening us with. What a game offensively, making the rhythm shots, taking them, going 4 for 4 from deep, giving us breathing room when we didn't have it. And he always plays great defensively. He makes good reads. He finally made that small ball lineup playable, which was a big, big, big thing. Because, you know, when you go to a small ball lineup, you hope to force turnovers. You hope to spread the floor. And when Andre's in the game, you know, you play it off him because he's not really a shooter anymore. And he hit four big threes, changed the momentum of the game, gave the Heat some life and a little help when a little boost went because Goran struggled. Jimmy couldn't hit shots for a run, and then Bam took over in the second half, made the big difference.
I don't think enough is going to be said. Everyone's going to be talking about LeBron making, you know, 10 out of the total of 74 NBA finals or something like that. super impressive. This is true. However, Andre Iguodala is now making it to his sixth straight NBA Finals, the current leader in the streak. And not one of those did he need James Jones for. Not one.
Well, LeBron didn't this time either. He got Kyle Kuzma, which is a big accomplishment. I mean, he brought Kyle Kuzma's bum ass to the finals. Jones. That guy sucks.
Brass is talking about the streak, though. Because LeBron's streak
anyone to the clouds. Finals. anyone can make a finals. I'm not impressed by that. But six straight with to have that kind of streak without James Jones is super impressive.
It's impressive. Nikias makes a good point on Twitter, our statistician and pun master. Eric Spoelstra has been waiting 6 years to devise a game plan for LeBron. Whatever he draws up may not work. It's LeBron, of course, but boy, am I ready to see what it is. And ain't that the truth? This is a petty-ass organization. You don't think that they're waiting? You don't think? I mean, in 2016, it was so close. We were right there. And I think as fans and as people, Brian, we've covered this. We've been doing Heat Beat for almost 8 years. Next year will be our eighth season doing this. To get back to this place, like what tonight was, what making the finals means is that you're not just a cute story that made a conference finals, right? Portland made the conference finals last year. That was a cute story. That was a big accomplishment for the Portland Trailblazers. That's a good job for Dame Lillard for really making it to a conference finals. That's really cool of you, Dame. Nobody takes that fucking team seriously. Nobody. And the next year, nobody took it seriously. Denver Nuggets this year. Wow. Really nice of the Denver Nuggets to do this. They may not get back next year, but you know what? They entertained us and they were good. When you make the finals, it's hard. Especially as a 5 seed. Indiana wasn't an easy matchup. Milwaukee was the number one overall seed. The Boston Celtics were the team that everyone picked, that everyone was obsessed with. Everyone was obsessed with their youth, with all the assets that they acquired, all the stuff that they acquired. And now they have a shot at the fucking Lakers. And if they win game one, Brass, if they win game one, if we win game one.
Yeah. No, I know. This is...
It's on. It's on. It's on.
Officials need to know something. This is the Heat winning this series is a far more interesting storyline than the Lakers winning.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares about Jason Tatum versus LeBron. Who the fuck cares about that?
Right.
Who cares about Jason Tatum? Jason Tatum's not interesting. Do you know anything about Jason Tatum that doesn't have to do with the son with the stupid name?
He has a kid. Yeah, no.
Other than that, what do you know? We know about Jimmy. We knew that Jimmy ran a practice and embarrassed the Minnesota Timberwolves. We know that Jimmy has left Philadelphia because they were a bunch of fucking losers. We know about Jimmy. We know about these guys.
Yeah. Jason Tatum, I mean, he can, he has a hard time scoring in the first half and he can procreate.
Inefficiently, maybe. Just like his game.
Yeah, exactly.
You've counted on restaurants all your life. Now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings the food that you've been craving right to your door. Ordering is really easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and the food will be safely delivered outside your door with a new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, the Cheesecake Factory, anything. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery as well. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spot, and your food is on the way. Right now, our listeners get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order on $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and use promo code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you use the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget the code BLUEWIRE, all one word, for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Did someone say playoffs? NBA and NHL are playing for gold and our partners Bet Online have you covered. Get in on all the action, including a new NBA bracket contest with plenty of chances to win. MLB season is pushing into fall, and there's no shortage of ways to bet with hundreds of odds, futures, and props. So take advantage of the return of sports. And remember, the casino never closes. Check it out all day, all night. Go to betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag, promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online sportbook experts.
Frankie, how many points did he have? Did he have like 27 points on 27 shots? What the fuck?
He had 24 on 26 shots.
Like, come on. That's your god? Really? What did Bam have?
Shit. It was 32 on 16 shots.
Yeah, dude, come on. Get out of here. Outplayed him. Bam was the best player in this series. Best player in this series. And before the series, Zach Lowe and we all talked that Jimmy's the best guy in the series. It was Bam. Bam was the best player of the series. Bam was the difference maker on both ends of the floor, guarded 1 through 5, did absolutely everything on offense, and in the most important juncture in this organization's like their last 7 years.
Wait, so are you saying Daniel Tice couldn't really, he didn't do a lot?
He washed these nuts. That's what he did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what, that was my analysis too. That was in my notes. Okay, cool.
Six strong points for the, for him today.
Six strong.
Six fouls as well.
Oh, Piv. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but Bam's, Bam, how about Bam? His whole mantra this season has been bounce back. After every loss, he posted on Instagram, hashtag bounce back, hashtag bounce back. Last game, he admitted to himself that he played awful. And we know he was hurt. He was banged up. He played through it. And he didn't make a single excuse. He came back with a vengeance, with the best game of his career. Somebody on Twitter said, this is the second time we've got a guy in his third year make a huge statement and lead the team to his finals. Who was that last guy?
Mm-hmm.
D-Wade. Speaking of D-Wade, great segue. Brian just sent me this clip that I have not heard yet. Well, I heard a little bit. Chat, you probably heard it because it came up. This is D-Wade has a message for Paul Pierce.
Hey, yo, Paul Pierce. Yeah. Yeah, Rummy Mine. Yeah, you know where I live. Yeah, let me get that.
Rummy Mine. Woof. I love a D-Wade's a lifer, dude. I love that guy. I love him. I love how much of a fan he is. I love he and Chris Bosh, just total fans. And this is great because Brass and Frankie have no idea what I just played. We have not figured out. We are not advanced enough with OBS, so they have no idea what I played.
You look authentic, but I have.
Boy, is it good! Yeah,
I just tweeted it. That's all.
Yeah, we're running a weird operation here, but it's okay.
I got some breaking news, guys.
Well, we love breaking news.
Solomon Hill just responded us with an anime GIF.
Yes. What do we have? What do we have? What's the GIF?
What does that mean?
What's the GIF?
I don't know what anime this is.
Oh, no, I'm checking.
I'm so conflicted right now.
It's on Twitter or in our DMs?
I put it in the Solomon Hill fan club chat.
On Twitter or the DMs?
Why don't you just share your screen and show the chat?
Oh, my God. This is... I don't even know what show... Oh, my God. God of High School. Whoa. Hold on, I'm sharing this. Hold on. Let me figure out this OBS stuff. We're going to watch this together.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sweating. What a night.
From the chat? From the chat?
Huh?
Are you playing it from the
chat? Brian put it in our Heapy chat. It's called Solomon tweeted it. I'm going to window capture this. We're doing this. So look at this.
I also DM'd him.
I saw you DM'd him. This is this is great. Let's see. I love that guy. That guy is great. All right. So we are we're looking at Solomon Hill's Twitter account in a second. I have it pulled up. All right. We are transitioning. Look at that, baby. God of High School. Look at that Sakuga. Look at it go. Our anime correspondent. We are close to reviewing anime with NBA finalist Solomon Hill. Oh, my God. What a world do we live in? I love. Listen, I got to be honest with you guys. COVID was kind of worth it for today. Today and today only. Listen, my mom's an old lady. She may die from this.
Sorry if one of your family members is one of the 200,000 dead from this, but at least COVID is free right now.
Maybe not the best thing to say. I've been drinking. I'm just happy.
Weird segue there.
Weird segue from Solomon Hill to COVID was worth it. I didn't mean it that way. I meant the quarantining.
Also, the chat's been telling me to go to the NBA Finals and plug off the AC.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Brian, you're there. You're there.
You gotta do. You can probably... Brian, you're closest. For sure.
I gotta take one for the team.
For sure.
Oh, Senpai Notes in the chat. The homie Senpai Notes said, I had COVID. It's worth it. Senpai Notes is a lifer. I have a funny story. So I have an anime chat with some of my friends on Annie Twitter. And so we're trying to schedule like what we do group watches. We're trying to schedule like when we're gonna do the next group watch. And Notes asked, when is this the boat burning game? And I was like, he has the culture. Notes doesn't know anything. He just knows that we burn boats at some point. Notes, we're not burning boats yet. We're going to the finals. If they're down, we'll burn boats. We don't have to burn boats yet. We haven't had a boat burning game yet.
What?
Brass pouring himself a drink while Gianni was talking anime was so perfect.
Oh my God. We've talked more anime in this podcast than we have in a long time.
We haven't talked enough about the game, man. How about Hero finishing them off with a clutch basket, Duncan with that three on the wing to really ice the game. I said the Celtics shot 11 of 22 in the first half. They shot 4 of 24 in the second half.
I knew they couldn't keep that shit up. I knew they couldn't.
Me neither. That was so lucky.
One thing that I got some stats. Wait, one thing that impressed me so much about Tyler.
Oh, we have a guest.
Hold on, let Brass finish.
One thing that impresses me so much about Tyler is he can really be having a down game, and then he'll light it up. He had butterfingers, man. He had some stupid turnovers. I mean, his incredible game was that game four? Yeah. He was incredible and then only had one turnover. And then it felt like he was turning the ball over like left and right this game.
He had five today.
But then he was able to. The composure of that kid is remarkable. And
we are welcoming
our
professional screw up, Alex Toledo. Alex, your first time on stream, baby.
Oh, we're streaming right now?
We're streaming, baby.
Oh.
Say what's up to the people.
What's good, man?
This we live, baby. We live.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating.
Legal, Alex, here we go.
I'm drinking. I'm sweating. I've been streaming. Solomon Hill's responding to us in anime gifts. I don't know. It's been a wild night.
This is awesome, man. I'm glad that I'm here to celebrate with you guys. We really went.
You have a drink? Brass and I are drinking. I have tequila, and he's drinking some sort of rum. There we go. Hi, hermano.
Johnny,
of course. Hold on, Johnny. I need chat. I need you guys. Somebody's got to listen to Boston Radio right now for the life of me.
Oh, yeah, chat. Somebody check on Bill Simmons.
Oh man.
Somebody in the ringer is getting fired today.
Somebody in the ringer is getting fired.
Somebody's going to lose their benefits.
The only thing that would have made us better is if we had won the previous game, because that would have been Bill Simmons' birthday.
But Chris Quinn birthday.
Okay, Senpai Notes is on Boston Radio. Senpai Notes is going to be our Boston Radio correspondent. All right, we got
Colin Cowherd.
Is that a 2010?
2004.
Playoff shirt?
2004. God
damn.
Were you born?
So wait, do I wait to get the final shirt now, or do I wait until after the finals when we win the championship, or do I get both shirts?
You never get the
merch work.
You don't get the Eastern Conference Finals shirt. This is a championship organization.
That's for losers.
How do we get the shirts? The Sports Authority used to exist when we got the championship.
No, you used to get it if you subscribe to Sports Illustrated. Remember?
Oh. Does that exist? Can Rohan get it for us?
Probably.
We gotta find Alex. What was your favorite part of that game? Because we've gone through a lot of the game.
It's not even close, man. It's all about Bam to me. Like this is Bam's night. He closed out the Celtics basically on his own. Not really on his own, but he was the best player in this game. Just like he was the best player in the series, right? Like he's only had one game where he wasn't that last game. Other than that, it was amazing to see him have this game where he really just came out and said, that's it. We're sending these babies back home. Because that's what the Celtics team is a bunch of babies who the ESPN tries to hype up as a bunch of winners. And I'm over it. They got exposed as babies. They did not win one game in the fourth quarter. And they were trying to send them to the finals when they were down 3-1 to the 5 seed. Yes. Get those babies out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck yeah, Alex.
Out of here. There we go. That's culture.
And Brian with the
Tatum. Tatum and Deuce. Get them out of here. Tatum and Bam's son, Deuce.
Oh, come on.
Yo, I thought it was so cute.
You could have said Bam's son, Jason.
That was my joke earlier.
Brian already made that joke. So we're cycling back three runs. I thought it was funny when they tried to put Grant Williams' ass on Bam. I was like, you think that's going to work, Brad? Ooh. Brad's like all confident. Like, all right, get in there, kid. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, once he figured out the cancer thing, it was like, Grant, go ahead. Go ahead,
bro.
Man.
I was so mad, and like
interesting.
Before this game, the Celtics were like plus 18 per 100 possessions with Kanter on the floor with like a 101 defensive rating, which would be like the best defense in the league if it like was extrapolated through the whole season. I was like, can you fucking attack this guy in pick and roll, please?
Yeah, but Spo was like, I can't take that guy seriously.
In the Kanter thing, could you imagine?
Kanter.
Just imagine a world. And where Kanter is really like the difference in these small margins of the Celtics kind of coming back and going to the finals. I mean, I can't imagine it because we're not there. But man, like, I'm so glad that it's over because I was really that was going to be real bad if that happened. Like, they can't lose to Enes Kanter, man. And then he was really like making a difference for them, man.
I was so mad. I couldn't deal with him doing that. Alex, the other thing I was really, really, really encouraged by this game was Jay Crowder's kind of production, not shooting the ball. I think if they're once they play the Lakers, that guy has to start hitting shots.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it.
They're going to dominate the glass if he's not hitting shots.
Well, they're going to dominate the glass, period. Because I think that's one thing I'm worried about with the Lakers. But at the end of the day, man, I do think the Heat have a game plan that they can put together to kind of, you know, make the shooters beat you. Because I'm really not afraid of those guys. Like, go ahead and let Caruso shoot. Go ahead and let Danny Green, who's shooting 35% from three all season.
Don't jinx Danny Green. I've got battle scars from him.
Go ahead and let these guys shoot, man. I'm not afraid of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Spo is not going to lose to Frank Vogel. I'm sorry. There's not a universe that I believe that Spo is going to lose to Frank Vogel. I can't picture it. It's fucking Frank Vogel. I'm not scared of that guy.
Oh, my God. You know what a play? I just remembered Gordon Hayward missing that chippy layup.
Gordon Hayward missed a lot of layups. Listen, everyone can make fun of me. Alf, our Heat Twitter president, has made fun of me for being scared of his ass. I shouldn't have been scared.
Hayward and that Wyatt Earp looking motherfucker. I hate that.
I was wrong.
Stupid ass.
Welcoming in the defeated, the loser.
Oh,
look who's coming on. Our Celtics correspondent, hey. Kevin Wang. What's up, Kevin? Kevin, how does it feel to be a fucking loser?
Paul Pierce sucks.
How does it feel to be a loser, Kev?
You were a Celtics fan the whole series.
I was not.
You picked the Celtics.
I picked the Celtics.
I'm going to kick you out. I have the power here. I'm admin.
Kev, you're used to lose to UCF, aren't you?
Kevin's going to diss you, Gianni.
Kevin, at what point did you realize you were fucked?
Was it the second or third Andre three? So the first one, because no, you see, I have the Steph Curry hat. I've seen this shit so many times before.
It's funny because you were so right this entire series. You knew that Andre Iguodala was going to have that game. You fucking had it in game six.
True.
Kevin has been, our text exchange are the most miserable experience ever. It's just us thinking that our team is going to lose.
No, like
Kevin had way better analysis than Dave Dufour.
Kevin did. Yeah, Kevin did. Kevin kicked Dave Dufour's ass.
Now listen, the moment, because it's all, you know how like when you leave Andre open, he just like doesn't shoot. Literally, the very first time we left him open, he pulls. I'm like, oh shit, this is the game.
When he made that, he's like, he's gonna.
No, but watch. Because I'm a Curry fan, I've seen this shit so many times. He's going to score like 5 points through the first three or four games and then have 15 and then look washed the rest of the series.
I don't care. We just need the 15 once.
I just need to lock up LeBron for a good 40 minutes and we're good.
I mean,
Kiva has a Boston radio update, Celtics radio. It's tough to look at this season as a whole dead air. We're thinking about the NBA Finals for the first time in 10 years in Boston, and it's tough that we ... fell apart. Miami exploited Kemba Walker's weakness in this series. Let's go! They're talking about how good Jason Tatum is. If Jason Tatum was so great, you would have won, Boston! What happened?
I've seen one title on color Johnny, TV.
Johnny, if Kyle, Johnny, if Kyle Lowry was so great, it would have been Raptors Heat.
I'm gonna get you out of here. Nobody wants you. Get Kevin out of here.
Can I get Ryan? Let me see if I can get Ryan Cortez on.
We're moving, Kevin. Bye, Kevin.
Oh, get out of here. God, that's fucking
Heat fan only.
What a way to leave.
That's too bad.
Brian, get Ryan Cortez. Ryan Cortez got to be here for the culture. Ryan Cortez is one of us.
Fuck it. Get Dufour on.
Get Dufour on.
This is the time.
Do we want to put Dufour through the ringer?
Come on. Get him on.
Putting Dufour on right now is like putting Cantor in the pick and roll.
Exactly. That's why you got to do it.
Fuck it. Just get Cantor on. He's not doing anything. Right now.
I think he's doing the daily ding. I think he's up for the ding tonight.
You got a ding-goal series.
They said this team is going to be the 18.
They said Jimmy Butler came to retire.
They all did. He's in the finals. Do you realize like all the shit people talked about him in the offseason? Do you realize all the shit that people talk about to this franchise at all points?
We're not done building our team.
This is the worst version of this we're going to see.
Another to celebrate.
Fucking finals.
They're only going to get better. That's the best part. This is the worst version. You think Tyler Hero's not going to take another fucking leap? That dude's already hitting pull-up threes off the dribble. You don't think this evolves?
This is incredible.
Hero's not even starting yet.
Somebody made a good point. Deion just guaranteed himself a ring.
Oh my god.
Wow, dude.
This is my worst nightmare.
They would never ring for this.
Deion finessed. Deion's just finessing the league.
That dream come true for me.
Yo, congratulations, NBA champion Deion Waiters.
No. That's a franchise's option, right? To give him a ring or not? There's no fucking way.
No way Pat gives him a ring.
No way. No.
He didn't pass the conditioning test. There's no way.
Not a fucking chance. Fucking Deion. He's not going to fucking play this series. Fucking.
I hope he does.
I do too.
I would love to see him play. Oh my God.
Listen, this fucking Lakers team, guys, like, ooh, man, up top, it looks fucking great. And then, ooh, I don't know, man. I legitimately think this was a tougher matchup than
you could create a list of guys that I'm not scared of on this Lakers roster. You could create a pretty extensive list of like the Alex Caruso's, the Kentavious Caldwell Popes of the world, you know, the J.R. Smith in 2020, Deion Waiters in 2020. Like they have like, I mean, Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. I'm supposed to be scared of these guys. And hold on, I haven't even said who's number one on that list yet. Kyle Kuzma. That
fuck out of here, Kyle Kuzma.
That guy, man. Like I'm gonna celebrate every time he's on the floor because he is.
I thought you were gonna say LeBron.
He doesn't scare me either, dude. Listen, Rod Stopper. We have Andre. Andre's kicked.
I'm
taking care of, all right?
I got to be honest with you. I'm only scared of LeBron, AD, and Danny Green. That's it.
Also, I want to say one thing. Never forget that he would have made the finals before LeBron, except the NBA thought that we all gave a shit about Monday Night Football.
That's true. And by the way, it doesn't make sense because now they're up against Sunday Night Football.
It's a joke.
What the fuck was their plan there? That was so weird.
It backfired themselves. They gave us more rest. They thought
their words.
They built words of rest.
I got to be honest with you. I think they win that game without that time off. I think that benefited the Celtics way more than the Heat. And I think even the mentality going into that game three, I think if that's not like, that schedule's not finesse. I think this is 4 or 5. I got to be honest with you.
All right.
The Celtics team is gutless.
You keep deflecting.
Celtics team is gutless.
You picked the Celtics in 6, Gianni.
I did. I was wrong.
Gutless.
I was wrong.
No vision.
No vision.
I think the officiating is going to be shit. It's going to continue to be total shit going forward.
The Celtics outscored the Heat 675 to 674 in this series. Somebody goes, Brad Stevens is so proud his team won the popular vote.
Yes.
Listen, the customer is always right, Brad.
He for making the NBA Finals.
Shout out to Ben Oudry.
Lifer.
Yo, shout out to Ben Oudry. Yo, we got to do something for all the lifers that walk through here. He deserves a ring.
Couldn't have got here without him.
Give Deion's ring to him.
Fucking Brad Stevens. Fucking if Karen became a coach.
Get Brad Stevens out of here, man. I hope you guys are fucking fixated on that. Get that fucking dweeb out of here. I'm so glad I don't have to see his khakis on TV anymore.
Should have dedicated the entire pod to Spo officially. We all knew it this whole time, but officially being better than Brad fucking Stevens.
I wish he was going to see it.
Question. You can't even convince yourself otherwise. You fucking can't. Spo has taken multiple different fucking types of teams of the fucking NBA Finals. Brad Stevens just gets fucking high draft picks and he fucking gets to the Eastern Conference. He can't even make it to the fucking Finals. He fucking fails in the fucking Eastern Conference Finals. He's a fraud. Mm-hmm. Nothing. He's a nothing.
Nothing. Pete Buttigieg looking
motherfucking guy.
Pack your khakis and go back to cold ass Boston.
Pack your khakis. Let's go.
Get out of here.
Go home.
I don't want to see your khakis on TV anymore. I don't want to see your serial killer ass face.
No way.
I mean, the one time I did like seeing his face was every time that Heat were on a run and he's all flustered. He's like, damn,
I loved it.
That was the best, but I'm really glad I just don't have to see his face anymore.
I like for Heat fans to have just beating him. I mean, I don't know if the organization cares. We care.
To Photoshop Spo putting the crown on his head like Giannis did in the middle of the season.
All right. I'll do it.
That's just the content we fucking need.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, my God.
They beat the two-time
remember when Giannis,
MVP.
Remember when Giannis is going to go to the finals versus the Lakers? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Then it was the Celtics.
Remember when Giannis is in the playoffs?
Do you remember when people said the Sixers were the favorites to get out of the East?
I don't remember when the Sixers were in the playoffs.
Too long ago.
Wait, at this point.
Where you at, Ben Simmons? Where you at, Joel Embiid?
Ben Simmons hitting jumpers in practice court.
I saw Sixers Twitter's like, man, Bam's a lot better than Ben Simmons. And I was like, you're fucking damn right he is.
Beads drunk DMing Rihanna.
Oh, my God. We are what they thought the Sixers would be. We're in the finals. The process is still processing. It's loading. They're stuck with Al Horford. We have Bam.
Discounted.
It's only getting better, guys. Oh, my God. Tonight's everything. Tonight's everything we've wanted and more. I'm on cloud nine. This is everything we've wanted. A shot at LeBron. If they... Let's look ahead. If they beat the Lakers and they're holding the trophy at the end and LeBron falls to this team, not only are we going to be maximum petty and insufferable... Maximum petty.
I want LeBron sitting on the floor when our confetti falls.
Welcoming in our trash reader, Jack Alfonso. Jack, we're looking ahead for when, if the Heat beat the Lakers and LeBron is at Tyler Hero and Bam's feet, the amount of in-fucking sufferable that we're going to be.
I mean, I can't really comment. I can't talk extent. I just want to say, let's go, Heat. I'm going straight to bed. I'm incredibly ill. But what a game.
You have COVID?
My throat is almost closed. I this is the longest I've talked in 3 days.
I love you, dude. Let's go.
Okay, good night, guys.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Is Jack okay? I just said COVID was worth it. Maybe I was wrong.
Okay. Yeah, Jack. I know. This took a turn.
Jesus. A lot has been said. This show has had many twists and turns. We went from Solomon Hill DM Solomon Hill to Jack may or may not have COVID. Oh, we have an update on our friend Straight Rich. This is very inside Heat. This is very inside Heat Twitter.
Oh, I need
Turn it
via
up.
Via source.
Turn the volume up.
Straight Rich says, shake my head. Celtics soft as fuck. Lakers got this. What happened, Hassan? What happened, Hassan?
Oh, man.
For those of you who don't know, that's Hassan Whiteside's very public burner.
Yes.
Oh my God! Also, host of the de facto defunded Millennium Podcast.
I was gonna make a Portland Fires joke, but didn't want to do it.
So it's taken many turns. Jeff truly called him Hassan's pool boy, and I died. Oh my God!
Hassan's gotta take the minimum while we're taking rings.
Worst PR guy ever.
What did they call Bam? What did Hassan Twitter call Bam? Did they call him what was it? Pebbles.
Buns.
They called them Pebbles?
Oh, yeah, Alex? Because it's Bam. Pebbles. So, Pebbles. Pebbles is, the girl version of Bam in Flintstones.
Love it. Give it to me. All of it. All just inject that shit.
Fucking gym selfies are eating their fucking words right now. You know who you are.
Oh, we're trying to get Leif on, but Leif says he's washed. He's in bed.
Oh, God damn it, Leif.
Come on, Leif.
Yeah, he was just
Come
doing
on.
A podcast with Ethan.
I know. Come on, Leif.
I guess I need 3 days off when I do a fucking podcast. I don't know how you do it, Alex.
I had to come on, man. I have so much energy. I mean, you couldn't have written any better, man. I fucking hate the Celtics. I've always hated the Celtics. They're the one team that really, really, really brings out the sports fan in me. Like no other team where it's just like, God, fuck, we cannot lose to this team. Like they really make me want it so bad. Like the Bucks did not make me want it this bad. It was like, it's so good to finally see it, like that it's over, right? That they're here, because it was like, man, we could not get robbed of the shot against LeBron again.
It's amazing how many people have liked the Solomon Hill tweet. People really
Solomon's
want
awesome. Solomon's our guy, dude. Solomon's a lifer.
He won playing 5-on-8, man. Unbelievable.
It's true though.
Nah, but hold on, wait a second. Solomon gave us some minutes. Okay.
Don't act like there wasn't terrible calls tonight. There were some bad calls tonight.
I'm just saying that he definitely got some in their favor tonight, at least.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Heat basically did win this in five, except, I mean, the officiating in the series was, I'm telling you, it's historically bad. It was really, really fucking bad. So, yeah, credit to them for, like, keeping it together, man. Jesus. Because everyone was against them in this. Everyone in that fucking arena was against them. Deuce. Fucking. I mean, ridiculous what they had to come out. But they did it. They did it in six. And I'll fucking take it, man. I'll take it every day of the week.
Gee, can you screen share this text I just sent to you?
Brian,
people are celebrating, you know, right now on Hialeah right now.
I will,
305 to my city.
Oh my God. You know, awesome, the best
bands,
part about
baby. You guys are lucky I'm not there in Hialeah in 49th Street right now with my pots and pans.
All right, we're transitioning. We're seeing what's going on in Hialeah right now. Live look at Hialeah.
You wouldn't know it by looking around because you've got tons of people.
Pots and pans.
Is the parade going to be on Zoom or what? Like, I'm a little confused.
It's on Hialeah. It'll be in Hialeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. DeSantis is your governor.
This looks so dangerous. There's like two people wearing a mask. This is bad. Oh, my God. This is dangerous.
People can't see it.
Listen. If the Miami Heat.
You got black screen death.
If the fans are out there fucking cheer in when they win the finals, like, and that becomes a super spreader event, they can't say without fans.
Nobody can see that. Interesting.
Try again.
Huh.
Try again.
What happened with Zoom? All right. Zoom, do we see? Interesting. Window capture's not working. That's okay. We worked this out live.
Black screen.
We worked this out live.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Alejandro just mentioned something that I completely forgot about. Smiling faces, hidden agendas.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
It's back. We are back. This is going to be a series.
Billy Bumbler says just go into window capture and click on it again.
Listen, and I'll tell you this.
I don't know what that means.
I legitimately believe we're going to win the series. But know this. If for some reason the refs fuck it over for us and we don't, LeBron eventually, just wait this out. Couple years from now, LeBron's going to totally obliterate this team. He's going to blow it up. And we're going to be right fucking there, people.
The Lakers?
Yeah, the Lakers. Because when has he left the team and not completely left it in total fucking a total mess? And then look, and Miami was the only one to get out of that mess.
Round two of Live Look at Hialeah. Wow, black screen again. Nah, we'll figure this out. Go on, Brass. I got this. What? Producing on the fly.
What else can I say? You really got to get your.
I'm fumbling the bag. I'm not having my best performance right now.
But
we
get the Solomon Hill tweet on. How'd you do that?
I did. I thought I did this screen capture thing. Let me try a brand new screen capture.
Bring him on right now. Call Solomon Hill.
Brian, can you read everybody what you DM'd him? The best part about doing these lives is I can see Brian like putting out feelers for guests as we're going.
I gave him three of the eye emojis. That was my first DM. A second one was, our listeners are demanding for you to come back on.
Our second one.
Will you accept our invite again as our anime bubble correspondent?
It's all right. It's incredible to me that Spo went to Solomon over Derek Jones, over Kelly Olynyk. We're not surprised at the Kendrick Nunn thing. But still, like, you know, DJJ was given some really good, he was given some good defensive minutes there. And and some of us were sort of expecting a Kelly Olynyk game sometime in the series. We didn't really get it. But I'm a little surprised he didn't play tonight. I expected him over Solomon, but again, props to Solomon, man.
Solomon's
on hold. Come on.
Getting Alex on hold. Oh, I have three people on hold.
Holy shit.
Oh, we got Lave.
Oh shit.
Ryan Cortez and Alex Solana. Oh my God. It's a fucking party.
Culture.
What
overload.
Is up?
Let's go. Put some culture in my veins.
Let's go.
We have a lot going on in the chat. Hold on. We're changing to speaker view because we need to.
Let's go.
We have a lot of faces here.
Let's go, Ryan.
Welcome to the championship celebration.
Yeah. Woo.
What's up, my brother?
What time is the Sixers game? What time is the Clippers game?
I don't know what time the Clipper game is.
Hey.
It starts?
Hey, point to the kids who called the Heat culture a marketing slogan and laugh. Point at them.
Yeah, I think our stream kind of looks funny. It's just Lace giant head now.
Yeah, it's just listen. We're working this out of the floor. Okay, I think we got it. I think we fit all the faces on our stream. We have Brian Goins, producer, co-founder, to my left. We have Anime Lover, Professor Photo Robert Brass Jazz to my right. Under B, we have our 2K coach, Frankie. Bottom second row left, we have our professional group, Alex Toledo. On the second row, bottom right, we have Heat Lifer, Ryan Cortez. On the bottom left, we have Alex Solana. And on the bottom right, we have our Saucy Nuggets insider, Lefty Leif. This is a party. This is a celebration. We made it, boys. We made it. It's
really
here.
The only person we're missing is Solomon Hill.
Clusterfuck. Here we go. Let's go.
Ryan, how loud was the screaming in your house?
It's incredibly loud, but that's not what I'm here to talk about in terms of who's screaming louder. This is what I need to imprint in you guys. Everybody's talking about if there's a Heat parade, it's like a spreader for COVID. That's not what it is in Miami. That is for the rest of the – in Miami, it's a super spreader of culture. Okay, and so when we get together in Hialeah and we bang pots and pans and everything like that, that's what is being spread. Wear your mask, by the way. Go ahead.
I'm with it. That's it, Ryan. That's it. You got it.
A sit,
Ryan,
maybe.
Ryan, you were so right. We remember you were on that podcast a couple months ago.
Of course I remember.
February, man. You were fucking right. Like everything that you said legitimately happened.
Nobody believes in this team, and I've been saying it for a long time.
Nobody in your network believes in this team but you.
Dude, can I request my beloved network with respect? Can we see Paul Pierce right now? I would love a live Paul Pierce.
Thank you.
We see plenty of Paul Pierce in the pregame, who's great, by the way, respect to the network. Let's see him post-game with a view right now. We're seeing us. I would love to see. Can we Skype him in?
Brian, yeah. Go DM Paul Pierce right now. Let's go.
Yeah, Brian, DM Paul for us.
I'm close to calling Pablo just to laugh at him for tanking.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Stupid Sixer fans, for the love of God.
I cannot wait for that content, Ryan, because all these asset people, asset Twitter, asset executives, where are they? Where are they? I don't see them.
Ryan, who's the most random person you can get on right now? If you just shot somebody a Zoom link, who's the most random person you can get on right now to celebrate with us?
Brian's always producing. Jesus.
Yeah, honestly,
Brian,
I don't.
Where's George Sedano?
Brian? Stop passing.
Yeah, Brian, go DM George Sedano. Tell George Sedano that Ryan Cortez is on it. Let's get Sedano on.
I think Pablo, like, he has a baby. He's probably not. But Pablo's a good answer.
We don't want Sixer. This is a no Sixer fan zone.
Tatum. So does Jason Tatum. I don't know if you know that.
This is a no Sixer fan zone.
It's crazy.
Leif, I gotta ask you.
Other players have kids besides Jason Tatum.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know from the broadcast. We wouldn't know.
We'd have no idea.
Yeah, we said Bam has his son Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Correct.
Kinda.
Leif, how validating
Jack
was this for you?
Jack needs to come back on. Apparently he has a surprise for us.
Oh boy, he got his test back, his COVID test. Jesus Christ.
We're welcoming back in our Jack Alfonso. If this works. Jack, what's up? What do you got for us?
Oh, God. He's got a dog. We got dogs on his team.
This is Mario Chalmers.
Let's go.
Wow, special guest. Heat Beat exclusive.
Two-time NBA champion.
Jack, are you okay?
Mario
Jack, are you
Chalmers
healthy?
On the Heat Beat podcast.
Tweet it out, Brian. Leif, today, how validating was this for you? Like, not just as a fan, but somebody who's covered this team for the last 5-6 years.
I mean, it feels different because all the other finals runs were predicated on like big Shaq trades or D Wade, you know, the greatness of one D Wade or, you know, then the big three and the LeBron stuff that was so larger than life. And this is like literally some organizational push that you see them kind of like the homegrown talent and just the lunch pail culture shit top to bottom. It's just it's a Spo. Like, I think that this cements Spo is the best coach in the league. Like, you're going to essentially have to change my mind on that one. Like we are here and Riley is a team builder. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful.
Ryan, what are your colleagues going to say to that?
hold on for a second. You guys remember Chris Mannix, who was a respected NBA writer for Sports Illustrated? It was Brad like 2 Stevens. Years ago. He tweeted out, would you rather have a top 10 player or Brad Stevens? And like,
which
honestly,
top 10 player? Which top 10 player specifically did he mention?
No, he was asking the question in general, any top 10 player.
Because I remember like, the no, thing was Giannis. Giannis.
It was Giannis.
Would you rather have Giannis or Brad Stevens?
Yes,
that was
yes.
Nate Silver. Chris Mannix tweeted out something similar, but later Nate Silver tweeted out Giannis or Brad Stevens.
Yeah, Giannis. He said Giannis. Mannix said any top 10 player.
Correct.
Your well, pick look, they're both or Stevens. How about that?
Alex Solana, where are Giannis and Brad Stevens?
I mean, Pop chose Plumlee over the fucking Bam Adebayo. Are you kidding me?
Where's Plumlee? Where's Plumlee?
I mean,
where's Plumlee? Where are all these people, guys?
And what about all these fans, supposed Heat fans who have the guts, who have the culture, who couldn't withstand 3 mediocre seasons for this? How about that? How about all these cowards in Miami who
they wanted
withstand?
To take for Tatum?
Oh. Tell your mother to tank. Tell your mother
they wanted
to tank.
Tank. Everybody wanted to tank.
Those 3 mediocre seasons were fucking fine. Like
they were fun.
One was the Dwayne Wade farewell tour. Like that was fun. Like,
and we had a Deion season. Like what?
I mean, yeah, nothing Hassan Whiteside is fun, but shit, I'll take that trade for this.
Leif, you missed it when we were reading Hassan Whiteside's burner account.
They
were
saying straight something. Poverty.
Yeah, straight poverty. Straight poverty was saying that the Celtics are soft. The poverty? Lakers got this. So somebody's mad that Pebbles is making them look stupid.
Yeah, go tend to the koi fish.
Shout out. Hey, he's got to be happy, man. Hassan Whiteside is going to get Finals MVP, man, because my God, the Heat trading him away was the best move they ever made.
Absolutely.
Ryan Bam stats.
Hold on. Bam stats for the series. 21.8, 11 boards, 5.2 assists, 1.7 steals and 1 block.
No ceiling. In his third season, guys. You know who else made a trip to the NBA Finals in his third season?
Oh, who is it?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Tyrone Wade Jr.
Have you guys talked about Duncan specifically?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He's been amazing. Just
I just can't. Like people were saying, he doesn't have the guts. All those articles, you know, with Ramona and all these things come out. And Dan even mentions the medieval moments, and no more medieval moment than tonight and last game. And he comes through. And that was just so encouraging to see that in as the games increased in pressure, it didn't matter, you know?
Ryan, he had a play where he hit a huge 3. And then on the very next play on the other end, he breaks up a deflection. That's not like who that guy, like you look at guys like Kyle Korver and JJ Redick, who are amazing transcendent shooters. They're not doing that on the defensive end. Like there's a defensive upside to Duncan that is not with those other guys. And by the way, we mentioned this earlier. The guy who closed today was not Goran Dragic. It was Duncan Robinson. And it was play on both ends of the floor. It was hitting shots. It was a lot. I mean, part of that was Andre was on the floor, and Andre's kind of a non-shooter, and they don't defend him like a shooter. So he kind of needed the extra oomph when Goran didn't have it tonight.
I sure hope that was by choice and not an injury by Goran.
Ah, he was fine. He was celebrating.
Yeah, he didn't play at all the fourth, yeah.
He played. I thought he did
a couple minutes.
Yeah, Twitter told me he played a couple possessions at the top.
Okay.
And you love when Bam and Jimmy play the entire fourth quarter. That's what you want the entire time. Right? Like you know, all this. I think it was Rohan from Sports Illustrated was tweeting. He's like, okay, all that 3 a.m. practice, all that, you know, best conditioned, most fit team. Now it's time. Fourth quarter. Let's go. Can you play all 12 minutes?
Yeah.
And they did. And they were awesome, especially Bam. I mean,
Kemba Walker.
I don't have any
press
words.
Conference quote from Kemba Walker after game. Quote, Bam, he's a star and he played like it.
Suck it straight, Rich.
Understatement.
I mean, he outplayed Jason Tatum in this series. And I think that's not crazy. Ryan, is that crazy to say?
No, not at all. I think you're definitely more impressed with what Bam did during the series than what Jason did. The Heat were just running offense through him, obviously, at the top of the point. And, you know, the Celtics were not in that way, just not running it through Tatum, you know. And Tatum had stretches that I thought were interesting where in the first half he'd give you nothing. So even today, most of that first half he gave you nothing at all. And there's talk the last game of, well, is he injured? It's like, well, are you injured for half of the, you know, only the first half of the game, and the second half you just magically get healthy? And or is it like you don't have the guts in the first half? Like what is that? You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't have him. Bam pooped all over Tatum in game one, pooped all over him at the rim. And when it mattered most, fourth quarter, game's tied, 9 minutes left, Bam goes on a fucking tear because he has the guts and he pooped all over Tatum again. Get out of here with this nonsense.
Poop all over, but then you say, fuck. It's perfect.
I don't know. Just whatever. We're in the finals. Whatever. I don't care. We're in the final. Let's go.
Speaking of poop, you know what's great? What an ode. Speaking of poop, my God.
Man. We've played that Dwayne clip earlier. Ryan, did you see Dwayne calling out Paul Pierce saying, "You know where I live"?
No, I haven't seen this. No.
Oh yeah, he tweeted it out. It was just fantastic. Paul Pierce. Listen, dunking on Paul Pierce is a tradition like no other for Heat fans.
I had Paul Pierce blocked for a long time, and then I realized
your coworker.
Yeah, I realized I probably shouldn't do that, you know. But I did it for comedic effect and also for, you know, disrespecting the Heat.
Have you met Paul ever in person?
I don't think I have, no. But I'd keep the same energy. I've done this with Ryan Hollins in person, where he annoyed me with saying something about the Heat Big Three. And I like jokingly took a video of him and put babyface on Snapchat. And it looked funny because he's 7 feet tall. I mean, like, these people take it in good humor, but you got to keep the same energy with them.
You got it. Ryan, you are the only person at the network from day one in the worldwide leader of sports, the broadcaster of the NBA Finals, the gold standard for sports coverage. You are the only one.
You understand the network has like George Sedano and Mike Ryan and Dan Levitard. And
yeah,
I consider you sort of like my minister of Cortez propaganda, because you always frame it in this way of like,
it's true. Dan's a urinator. Mike flies between football and basketball. You're committed.
Mike's
only here when we're good. Mike said Deuce's least favorite Heat team of all time.
I never forget. Checked out,
Mike Ryan.
Yeah, but those guys have to speak 4 hours a day every day. I get to hop in and out when I feel like it. So when I have negative things to say, you don't hear them from me. They don't exist. Okay? There is no negativity. That's right.
You're the mascot. Listen, we love Mike. Mike's been on the show a bunch. We love Mike. We hope Dan can come on the show one day. Dan is a urinator. I didn't listen to the show this week, but I heard Dan was urinating on Heat fans again. Alex, do you know you're in radio?
He wasn't urinating, but he's definitely a urinator.
I thought he was urinating on the Dolphins.
We're all urinators, yeah. Technically. What does that even mean? I mean, I know what it means, but
chat, thank you so much for making today possible. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. Alex, Leif, Frankie, Alex. Did I say Alex twice? Did I do the Christian thing?
There are two Brass, Alexes on the
Brian,
show.
He Twitter.
Two Alexes now, Gianni.
Two Alexes now. Man, today was everything. I'm sweating. I have to take another shower. There are technically two Alexes. So, you know.
Hey, this one's for Jordan.
This one's for Jordan, man. Yeah. We love you, Jordan. We wish you were here to see this. You're amazing. You're Heat Twitter family, Heat Twitter lifer. It's also great to see, like, all of us. I mean, for those of you who are like inside Heat Twitter, you know that there's been like half of Heat Twitter didn't like each other for a long time. And now we all love each other. And for us to kind of like, you know, share this together, it's been a long time since we had this. Is, you know, sports is supposed to be a communal experience. Like, we are all a community, and a lot of us either live here or have ties here. And it's so great to share this with each other and like, you know, kind of going around the city last couple of days. You know, it felt like, OK, like, this team has captured the city again. In a way that it hasn't since LeBron. And that's fucking cool, man. I love Miami. I love where I live. I love my community. I love the people here. It's just great to share it with y'all. I'm like so happy.
So why wasn't there confetti?
Yeah, why wasn't there confetti? Why did LeBron get confetti but not us?
Because Celtics didn't win.
End the show there.